Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host. Go ahead and follow the Bromar Show on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, don't forget to follow the Bromar Show on Instagram and TikTok, which is at the Bromar Show. And also follow my art page at Slushy Art on Instagram. And, you know, I could be talking about this whole entire manosphere / red pill space because it has become pretty effing mainstream right now. A lot of people are like talking about it and there's just some drama unfolding in this. It's like, I guess Trump era. Like now we have something to talk about. Like everybody can talk about and put in their two cents in regards to this, but we're not gonna do that this episode, at least. In fact, we're going to talk about my trip to Vegas, and this is going to be a two-part series. The first one is more like a things you should know, but more specifically into like what is actually allowed, like what you can do there and you can't do. And then the second part is just going to be describing me going to different places around Vegas. So, yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into it. So, the first part, we are going to be talking about the fun stuff, which is the quote-unquote partying with hookers. Because I know a lot of you, or at least your main assumption about Vegas is that prostitution is legalized. And I made an episode about what would it be like if prostitution was legalized. But with Vegas, it gave me a little bit more of a understanding of how things really work. So the myth here is that prostitution is legal in Las Vegas. Let me actually clear this up. So in the state of Nevada, prostitution is legal in 10 of the 17 counties, and Clark County is not one of them. And you might be wondering, well, where is Clark County? And to tell you the truth, Las Vegas is Clark County. So what that means is you could be facing jail time if they catch you paying for sex or soliciting for sex. You could be facing some jail time. And what's really interesting, which then gets into my next point, in order for you to do this, like hire an escort or pay for sex, you have to go to a brothel. A brothel is the only place where you can legally do that. And brothels, what I've noticed is they do a pretty good job of selling you their services. They tell you, hey, look, listen, you do this in Las Vegas, you could be facing jail time, you could catch something, or you could endanger your life. It's better to come over here and not have to worry about any of that, which, it's like a good way of selling it, telling you, hey, I know you want to have some fun. It's illegal to solicit or pay for sex in Las Vegas or hire an escort. So you have to go outside of Clark County to do so and go to a legally licensed brothel. And from there, it has a bunch of disclaimers like, hey, you must wear protection when participating in intercourse. Also, if you happen to catch an STI for whatever reason, they're not solely responsible. Even if you wear protection, they even said, hey, protection is not 100% guaranteed. So entering there, I mean, it's basically your own choice. Then no cell phones, cameras allowed in there. Well, there's actually some that have their, I think it's a camera room where if you want to record it, well, you can, but you have to use like their services, like their equipment. Can't use your phone. Another thing too, you are legally not allowed to talk about prices outside of a brothel. So that means if you were to discuss prices with the lady working there, it has to be inside the brothel and in a room. They're considered independent contractors. That's why they do that. And also legally required to wear protection. So those are basically the regulations when it comes to that. You can't discuss prices outside of the brothel. So that means you have to come in the brothel and discuss prices with the gal you're seeing. Along with that, yeah, must wear protection during intercourse and make sure you don't have any recording equipment like cell phones and cameras not allowed. Only the ones that are provided by the brothel. And then another thing they do is they do like a quick checkup, see if everything's working, nothing out of the ordinary. And then they do administrative stuff. They take your fingerprint. If you have a credit card, to make sure that you are using the credit card and you are agreeing to pay the lady there. And then obviously wearing protection at all times. Can't stress it enough. And I think that pretty much is it in regards to that. So my experience from all this, it was definitely eye-opening. And look, I know your boy has made fun of sex workers, OnlyFans models, etc., right? For entertainment purposes. But I decided, you know what? Let's go ahead with an open mind. Hey, let's see what this is about. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't know if I'll do it again. Now, I won't say that I will never do it again, but I'm not sure if I would. And a lot of it really has to do with the fact that, it was just very transactional. And maybe this is because, hey, I've had previous partners before, like intimate encounters with other women. Let me also add that I'm relatively inexperienced in regards to this because, again, I grew up in a pretty reserved household. I mean, you know how Hispanic families are, you know? So just wanted to mention that out there. And even though they were casual, at the end of the day, there was something there, like desire, you know? Like the person wanted to hook up with you because they wanted to. Like there wasn't any like, you got to do this, you got to do that. It just happened. Like the person had attraction towards me and I had attraction towards that person and we're like, all right, yeah, let's do it. That type of deal. And at the brothel, I mean, look, the lady was doing a great job, you know, was doing her best. And probably her first week there too, she was also just as nervous. But at the end of the day, I mean, I went in it with a mentality of like, look, it's a service. She's just being polite, okay? Don't take it into like a, oh, she really wants you type thing. Because obviously she's getting paid for it. She's getting paid to sell the idea of the girlfriend experience or just a quick experience, whatever experience you desire. And obviously, depending on the gal, you have a conversation like, what are you into and what are you not into, just to kind of make things a little simpler. Which one thing I realized too is that women actually respect you a little more when you tell them what you actually want. In regards at least to the bedroom, you know? Like the things that you're into and you're not into. So a little bit of control, they appreciate. Not saying like, full entire misogynist type control, but like simple stuff like, hey, I want to try this. Like, that's one thing I kind of realized, like, I saw a little bit of, like, glow in her eyes when I just told her, you know, I really am just not into that stuff. So, and she actually seemed kind of proud that I said that. It's like, wow, okay, well, I mean, so it's a good thing, also fellas, too, like, know what you want and also express it that, hey, like, this is what I want or this is what I don't want. Like, boundaries. Exactly, yeah. But I don't know if I would ever try it again. Like I said, she was nice. She was cool, did an amazing job, learned a lot of new tricks, you know what I'm saying? And you could argue and say you probably could have done that, you know, without having to go there. I know, but again, wanted to come in this. I just realized how wrong that sounded, and no pun intended. With a little bit of an open mind to see what it was all about, I learned about it. And you know what's interesting is like just walking in there just gave me like that 70s or 60s type vibe where all kinds of degeneracy was happening there. I don't know, maybe because they haven't really changed that much, but a lot of those brothels there apparently been there for quite a while, like tracing back to the 1800s. But what's just really interesting is the fact that, you know, you can just sense that vibe was like, it's been here for a long time. I was kind of feeling that vibe a little bit. It's like, oh, I bet Elvis Presley was here at some point, you know? Or some dude with freaking sideburns and a porn stash definitely has been here before. back in the day when that was like a big thing. But overall, like I said, I don't know if I ever would try it again. Just simply due to the fact that while, I mean, yes, it was fun to some extent, it was transactional. Because obviously they had to make you go through routine, make sure things weren't out of the ordinary. You feel me? It's just the fact that there was steps and process to it. Like, just kind of different levels of it. Maybe that's why. Because in previous encounters, you know, hey, we're just chilling at a spot or a bar or whatever, talking about things, life, etc. Then next thing you know, we're like, I really don't want to go home just yet. And you're like, me neither. So what are you trying to do? And etc. And then one thing leads to another. And then next thing you know, now you're playing with each other's genitals, you know? So again, I did this first part because in case you plan to go to Vegas and you plan to be part of this type of degeneracy, you know, make sure you do it legally. All right. Don't want you to go to Vegas, try to pay some hooker, prostitute, or escort at the strip, and then next thing you know, you're in the middle of a prostitution sting, or you end up getting robbed or drugged, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, if you want to party with hookers, make sure you go to a brothel, all right? That way you don't get in trouble by LVPD or Clark County. And if you don't want to partake into that, well, listen to part two, because part two, I did some pretty fun shit, all right? That you may think, well, you know, this is actually kind of fun. I probably would do that too. So that's going to do it for this episode. Tune in for part two where I talk about, well, what I really did in Vegas. So thanks again and until the next one.